Hello! Hey, actually, hold on a minute. You know what? This podcast is kind of bigger than me.
Hello, Internet! Good afternoon, good morning, and
good evening. No, we're not doing that. Do I have the beard for that, Luke? Do I have the posture, the stuff? Okay, yeah, let's not go there. Hi there, welcome. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. You and Spence.
And Charlene Wright.
You're really loud just now. Jeez, geez, every single national stereotype coming out in the podcast. Here to run through the last week of news from the Eurovision Song Contest. But yes, we are slightly late, probably because we were... Did we say we were enjoying ourselves at Unser's Song for us to write?
We were entertained.
There's that point where we're going, did he say what I think he just said? As we tried to do the translation in German of Andreas doing the greatest mic drop in Eurovision history. While all the Germans around us are going, did he say what we think he said in German? Not knowing either. It was a wonderfully levelling moment.
It was. I think it came through in any old language, really, didn't it? Scheiße.
indeed. Yes. But... We're not to question that. We're just to go, well, you're going to be remembered for something in life. And if you're not going to be remembered for singing a song that's going to take you to 15th place for Germany in the Eurovision Song Contest in V, you might as well be known for not taking a song that would finish in 15th place off to the final in Vienna. Right then, we shall rattle down the news before we do the result. Actually, most of the news is the results this week. So just three delightful pieces of news to pick here. The first one is that Austrian Post have signed up as an official partner for Eurovision. So if you need to post a letter rather than an email, the sponsors would like you to use them. The rest of the Eurovision branding has went up around Austria, which basically means all the trams now have the Eurovision bubbles popping on them and have this great big stealthy black look. And finally... I like this one. The Angelo Denial computer game has been released.
I love it. I needed something to keep me going through that non-seasonal part of the year.
Yes, the All for Victory Infinite Running Temple Run clone is now available to download for Android devices at 99 cents. I have no idea if it's official or not, but whoever came up with that idea, absolutely wonderful and top class. Right then, we are getting close to the declaration point where everybody has to get their songs over to the heads of the EBU at the heads of delegation meeting in the middle of March. So we got a bundle of songs declared. We shall quickly run these down. We'll start with Australia.
We have no song. We have Guy Sebastian. Yay!
That's more than some countries at this point in time.
Correct. Get a move on, Russia.
Yes, we have Guy Sebastian, who is a talent show winner, but it's a talent show winner who survived... 10 years of a career afterwards after winning Australian Idol?
Absolutely. He's a credible artist. He's gone on to actually have a successful career. He's certainly not thought of in Australia as the Australian Idol winner. More someone that's gone on and worked in the US, built a career, plodding along, doing quite well for himself, you know... Very good choice, honestly.
It's almost like the Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson won the first series of American Idol and... has escaped that to a certain extent, so it's Carrie Underwood. So he's that sort of level, yeah?
Absolutely.
Lovely. We will probably hear that song as close as possible to the deadline. He suggested it's going to be a ballad.
It will be a ballad.
Oh, it's going to be a long show.
Very long show. I'm not standing. I'm not going to be there. Yay!
You can stand if you like. You might be at the bar. You might be there. You'll be back in Australia. I love that. One time that we had an Australian person for me to decode everything, and she stays at home!
I'll be at 5 a.m. You can get me on Skype.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. Ireland also declared the usual shenanigans of a drag queen on the panel at the Late Late Show, sitting next to Panty Bliss. Went through five songs, and we have the winning song of Molly Sterling's Playing With Numbers. Bit Tori Amos. A nice hint of aggression in the background there. There's a bit of a roughness to it, but again, we're in that sort of slow tempo pace going through. Finland, after what has to be, I think, the most spectacular national final of the season, Melody Festival, you have a lot to catch up on. And the eventual winners were Pertti Kurikin and Pavliet with their song I Always Have To, Aina Mun Pita. Punk is all about rhythm. Eurovision is all about medley. It's going to be very hard for people to get a grip of this song.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the key here for me is not about the style. It's not about the artists. It's about the song. Is this the best song they could have sent?
No, and they've admitted it themselves. It's not their best song because it's the only one that doesn't have any swearing in it. Not much you can go beyond. That's like, well, which song's eligible? They all are. Which song can we air at 7 p.m. in a family show? Oh, just that one. Okay, we'll choose that one. Germany, as we've already hinted at the top, Andreas Kummert did win with Heart of Stone, which was this lovely little Van Morrison-like number. Not the ballad that that Charlene and I were hoping for, but in the end he's declined to go forward for whatever reason. You know, it's like he doesn't want to pick up a... It's like, you know, winning the Perriers and not picking up the award.
No comment on that one. I think I'm a little bit close to that one, but I called it.
Yes, that's right, because Charlene once won the Perrier Award.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't have the glasses for it. So Anne-Sophie, the wild card winner, is going through with Black Smoke. This is the song that wasn't sung in the wild card final, but it has a lot of promise. And the thing that you and I both noticed, Charlene, was that the second time she went through this song live, not the reprise, there was the second round and the third round and the reprise, the second time round, she found another gear for this song in front of a live audience.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it tweaked for her. The audience getting behind her certainly pushed her energy-wise. The only thing that I would say about this song is, for me, presentation-wise, it was very incongruous. The song and the presentation style and her look, I thought it was quite an urban, you know,
An Ace Wildery look.
Yeah, like, you know what, I was thinking more the urban style, not the Ace Wilder, but yeah, more, even like a slightly R&B look, just to be a little bit more down to earth. Yeah. There was something that stopped me from really engaging with the song, but the song is there.
The song is there. Lose the Liza Minnelli look, find something just a little bit more accessible, and Germany may have a good number there. Greece, One Last Breath. Essentially, it's Spain, but slightly better. Spain also declared their song with a journey, and we were hoping for a disco schlager stomper, and we got a slightly up-tempo ballad from Spain that really needs an orchestra.
Yeah, I think Jason promised, you know, and under-delivered,
yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, he's the one-hit wonder, isn't he?
Ride it all the way. Boji and Wars for Nothing in Hungary. Slovenia and Mariah Here for You. Moldova's I Want Your Love from Eduardo Romaniuta. What can we say about Moldova? It was a nice studio.
We can't say anything about Moldova because the artist did and it went nowhere, so...
What's there left to say? Yes. Other results come through. Austria had two shows on subsequent Fridays. We had the one from last week and the one that we just missed yesterday because this podcast is running slightly late because we interviewed Thomas Schreiber for the podcast from Germany. But they were showcase songs. They didn't lose any contestants. The final is this coming up Friday, and we'll see from that. Portugal have had their two semi-finals now from Festival de Cancão. The final lineup is Lenor Adrani, Yule Dinis, who's going in as the favourite, Yonkala Tavares, Teresa Radmaniov, Jose Infritis as well. You also have Simone de Oliveira making up the six, but she's already said in advance that she's not going to go to Eurovision if she does win. Smart move in terms of PR, especially after Germany, but also Festival de Cancão has a life outside of Eurovision. It's not just a national selection.
Yeah, it's the classy version of Andres, isn't it? So we'll be very happy with that. Thank you, Portugal. So we probably won't see her win.
No. We also lost former singer Adelaida Ferreira from the first semi-final as well. Sweden had their fourth heat of Melody Festival, and we've now heard all the songs. Direct through goes Måns Zelmerlöw and his little stick man projection figure, which is in for Best Oscar Animated Short next year. And also JTR building up, who will now be the 17th Australian representative at this year's Song Contest.
Look, we're not saying that any countries are milking this opportunity, are we? No, JTR, oh, I'm so proud of them. And just for them to make it to the final, that's a win in itself.
Yeah. Also going to answer Chance, was Sweden's answer to Kenny Rogers, Hasse Andersson singing The Golden Green Forest, and Dina Na doing the usual Make Me La La La.
La La La.
La La La. Seven ran. Right then, let's take a little bit of music. And again, we're at the point, you know, we're not going to take the winning songs because we're going to go through all of them in Jukebox Jury coming up. There's a lot of songs in the national selections that we both really like that have fallen that we could arguably play here. But there's still a point where we go, you know what? There's still some stuff out there that could go to Eurovision and won't. And a simple question is, what is Azeri for the Olsen brothers?
It could be a president's son-in-law or, you know, an Australian artist, you know, just milking an opportunity.
Squeezing a little bit out, you know, singing about, let's sing about some woman.
A woman would be great.
Yeah, we could have the president's son and an Australian singer-songwriter singing about a woman at Eurovision. What could possibly go wrong?
The cash is strong, and she's still full of life, stripping back all the layers of life, looking for beauty inside, seeing herself like never before. But she's been searching for love in all the wrong places, giving a dress to all the wrong faces. I just want you to know, don't matter what they say about you, woman, I know you're amazing. Your love is amazing. Don't matter what they say about you, woman, you're irresistible. You're just irresistible. Cause everything happened for a reason. Now you know why. So heave wild, free from control, taking steps into the unknown.
Ready to build a new life with eyes wide open. You'll be alright,
and you'll be looking for love in all the right places, giving a trust to all the right faces. I just want you to know, don't matter what they say about you, woman, I know you're amazing. Your love is amazing. Don't matter what they say about you, woman, you're irresistible. Just irresistible. Cause everything happened for a reason. Now you know why.
Take it, Charlie.
So listen to your heart, it will tell you all the answers. Free your mind, you eliminate all the cancers. Life is a gift and I hope you know the music is the key, the door to your soul. Don't be a puppet, don't be a puppeteer. Don't live your life polluted from your fears. I just want you to know,
Baku. Thank you, Emin.
There we go. Emin there featuring Charlie Williams. That's the live version of Women, actually sung in the Crystal Arena. I really like that.
I love it. We actually saw that at a McDonald's in Berlin.
Yeah, it just popped up on why would an Azeri song that's not even off an album that's not been released yet suddenly be getting heavy video rotation?
Yeah, really random. And, you know, maybe touring Europe right now and you know, reaching out to Eurovision.
To all the Eurovision sites when he's trying to promote an album. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
Azerbaijan are going to be declaring on the 15th of March, so we have another week to wait on that one. If it's Emin, you heard it here first. If it's not, Emin would have won. You would have heard it here first. Tonight, assuming you get this podcast in time, Portugal's national final and Festival de Cancão all rolled into one. The Declaration of the United Kingdom. And congratulations to Jamie, formerly of Boom Bangable, who's already released his social media bingo card for phrases that you will hear after Britain declares. Include, there was something better in this election. I preferred Molly. Come back, Molly. Always forgiven. Oh my God, is this all we've got? Why don't they send it to ITV? And various other bingo phrases.
I've already declared bingo about 24 hours ago.
We have Anders Hansen playing It's Sweden. It's a producer-drawn lot on that one, so they've decided the duels themselves, so rather than bring them out the hat. What impact that is going to have on the show, I don't know. Romania tucks away their national final on their second channel on Sunday afternoon, opposite Songs of Praise, or whatever the Romanian equivalent of Songs of Praise is. Poland declares on Monday. That's going to be an intriguing one, actually.
I'm really intrigued. Very intrigued.
You still got a name in the hat that you'd like to see.
Yeah, and I think if we go with something that I just have this suspicion that Poland's going to go up tempo, and we know how the national finals and everything are going for the rest of it.
Ballad, Lithuania, ballad.
Yeah, and then Poland.
And then Poland just could sweep in and clean up, shall we say. Yes. Armenia have their presentation on Wednesday. Whether that remains the song on Thursday, we don't know yet. We will let you know on the podcast. And Austria holds their national final on Friday the 13th. That's what's happening over the next week. Over an insert, we're going to carry on the newsletters going through. We have more articles. I honestly must get that article about National Pride sorted out in the near future. I will do my best. Charlene is flying back to Australia, never to be seen again.
Until August.
Okay, on August. So we'll get you back in again for Junior.
Virginia. I'll be back November, you know, in a country that we don't really know yet.
No, we have no idea what country we could possibly be going. I mean, it would be a bull market for you to decide what sort of country you would go to if you wanted to have an aria being sung by a child. No idea whatsoever. Actually, to be fair, that's not true. We are going to hear from Charlene again through the powers of radio editing, because Jukebox Jury is going to start off, and we might already have done the first one.
Yes, we have a winner. No,
we know who's winning. Yes, we've been following the Eurovision way. But delightful we get to run the national finals. Thank you for your company.
Thank you very much. And I wish everyone the very, very best at Eurovision this year. I'll be watching at 5 a.m. in Australia and voting.
Yay, for the fourth time.
For the fourth time?
Yeah, you usually vote when you're over here, when you've been at Eurovision before. You voted in Moscow, you voted in Oslo.
Yeah, I can't vote for my own country.
You still can't vote for your own country.
Well, nothing changes then, really.
Nothing changes at all. Nothing changes, everything changes. I'm Ewan Spence. That's your podcast for the week. We'll catch you next week. It only remains for me to devolve my responsibility...
The guitars!